We got it in the record mode. This is Tim Darnell from Allen, Texas. Just great to have everybody on the call tonight and just honored to be hosting this call tonight. Subject matter that I'm very, very excited about tonight, and it's one that I hope resonates with you and that you really take this to heart. And it's not really mindset so much. It is mindset, but it's more about the actual mechanics of our business, the concrete aspects of our business. And so the title of tonight's call is Up Your Numbers, Up Your Numbers. So I could have called it Know Your Numbers, but I think you'll remember Up Your Numbers probably. I'm thinking about a T-shirt that says Up Your Numbers, and underneath it says Up Yours, and then underneath that it says Yay. So we're going to take this in the most positive way. You've probably heard that in a negative sense before, and I understand. It's always been negative. Anytime somebody says up yours, that's not exactly the most positive thing in the world. But I'm saying it to all of us tonight, including myself, up our numbers. Let's up our numbers. So I want to talk to you about some probability here and the law of probability. You may have studied this in some kind of math class. I'm not sure where they teach this, but I've always been fascinated by this. And you can do this with decks of cards and what the probability of a certain hand is. And the more powerful hands, the odds of those happening in a deck of cards on a normal deal are very slight. Their probability is very, very low. If you take two dice and you throw the dice on the table, and you're looking for a 7, and it can be any combination. It can be 6 and 1, 3 and 4, 5 and 2, whatever it is, to come up with 7. I looked this up on Google, and here's what they said. They gave me a mathematical formula of it. And I want you to write this down so that if you wanted to have, the sum of 7 in 6 of the 36 outcomes, the probability of rolling a 7 is 6 out of 36. So you would have to roll two dice, 36 times in order to come up with 7. That's on average. Sometimes you'd have one less, sometimes one more, but those odds, those numbers, work out amazingly predictably. And so I think that's very interesting to understand right there. And I thought, you know, in my experience in Isagenix, it's about 36 conversations to get 6 people. So that 7 is the outcome, the desire that you want to have. And, of course, what our desire is that we want to bring good people into our business. So I think 6 out of 36 conversations is a very fair and probable outcome. It's only numbers. So let's think about what numbers are as far as Isagenix is concerned, our business is concerned, our life is concerned. Numbers will get you to where you want to be. They'll get me to where I want to be. This is a numbers game, and I hate it. Almost is a degenerative thought to say it that way, but it really is. Numbers, the positive side, numbers will get you to where you want to be. So the question is, where do you want to be? And I wrote this at the bottom of some of my goals that I've written out, and I really love this, that you write your goals out and you have those in front of you all the time. Otherwise, you're not thinking about your goals. And so what you don't think about, what you don't aim at, won't happen. So if you think about it and you focus on it and it's clear in front of you, written out in front of you, now all of a sudden you're thinking about it and what the mind can achieve and what the mind can believe, the life will allow you to achieve. And so what I've got here, for instance, just a few things on my list here. We've always wanted to get dental work done for Kathy, and so some cosmetic surgery, and it's not very cheap. It's really expensive, and so we've got that on our bucket list of things to do. She's also got a foot surgery that needs to happen, and I've got this paid in cash, and I've got some other number goals as far as account sizes are concerned, my stock account, our savings account. We have multiple accounts, and we have goals for each one of those bank accounts where you're putting your money. And so my stock account is in my purview all the time. I'm constantly involved in that and checking that on a regular basis because I play options. So we trade options. So some of you may know what that is. Some of you may not. But the point is that I have goals in that particular account. And so I'm very excited about that. It's very motivating to me to think about what it is I want and what Kathy and I want, what we're going to do, what we're going to accomplish. And you need to do that exact same thing. Let your mind wander and let it be genuine. What do I really want? So how about traveling at will with no thought for how much it costs? Going to Australia, going to New Zealand, going to Africa, going to Hawaii, wherever it is you want to go. Israel. Kathy and I really want to go to Israel and take a trip there. I'd love to take a bunch of Team Freedom people to Israel with a guide that really knows what they're talking about and knows the Bible and can reference the sites to the references in the Bible and that kind of thing. We really want to do that. I've never done it before. How about taking care of all your health care with never worrying about it, even if you had, heaven forbid, a big accident of some sort, but you've got money to take care of that. How about having current model cars versus the jalopies and clunkers that you have no idea, you know, if you're on a trip, if it's going to get you there or not. And how about paying off debt, getting rid of all debt? How about just being free, not worrying? Money is no master of you. You are a master of money. How about living in the home of your dreams? How about furnishing the home of your dreams exactly the way you want to? How about remodeling your home with the latest flooring, cabinets, appliances, plumbing, fixtures, water heating, air conditioning? Kathy and I just had two air conditioners upstairs and downstairs went out within 2 weeks of each other, and that's about a $5,000 bill on each one of those. And so when you have that money, you're not concerned about times like that. If you're really low on money and all of a sudden your air condition goes out in Texas, then you've got some issues. And so what we want to do is think about where we want to go and realize that numbers will get us to where we want to go. So we have total control of our numbers. Tim has total control of I totally have control of my numbers. So if we will take the worry or thought of rejection out of the equation and share this with every single person, that's my famous ESP, every single person, and then track your numbers, know your numbers, don't be afraid to up your numbers. Okay, so I'm seeing a little bit of noise back there, and I'm going to be able to mute those out right there, so no problem. Get a real quiet call here. All right, so here's what a exercise that I want everybody to do with numbers. This is very important to do, and I do this with brand new people a lot. This is one exercise I do with brand new people a lot, and it's a 5x5 situation. And what I ask people, I say, you know, if you really had a personally great experience with Isagenics, your health improved, your energy improved, you lost weight, you're sleeping better, you feel better, you're more motivated, your cognition is up, everything is clicking on all cylinders, you cleansed your cells, your clarity of thinking is such that you can't even really believe that how foggy you were before Isagenics. If you had that kind of experience, would you be willing to share this with people that you care about? And virtually every time, most everybody says, yes, I would be willing to do that. I mean, the question is, do you care about people? And if you do care about people, then, hey, let's share this with them. And let them decide what their reaction is. I never worry about how somebody reacts to this. I could not care less. And so it's not within my realm to understand that at all. So we're going to let them. Let me see here. I have been doing the wrong thing. Here we go. As far as muting is concerned. Okay, sorry about that. And I may have put some of you on hold. I hope I have not. All right, here we go. Back to the thought process. I want you to put 5 down on a piece of paper, and I want you to write this down. This will be very important. I do this in a lot of trainings. You can do this in a training. You can use this in a training. So I put 5. Do you believe that over the next 2-3 weeks that we could come up with 5 people that we could talk to that we believe would come in this business? And they say, yeah, absolutely. I say, okay, great. Well, I'm going to put down five. And I say, if we can find five, do you think those five can find five also? If you did a simple multiplier of five, five times five is 25. So under your first five, write 25. Under 25, we'll use the same idea that those 25 can find five. But this is really a doable deal. You got to believe this about life, that five people know five people. So if 25 people know five people each, that's 125. So we've got five under that 25, under that 125. We take that out another level down, four levels down, that's 625. 625. By the way, we get paid on average 6% of all the volume of every person in our business, 6% volume. Now, if you've got a blown out leg, one of your sides is taken care of, then actually on your minor team, you're getting paid 18%. So you just gave yourself a raise for every single number that you put on your team. So let's say, and duplication is the key here. So let's say 625, no 5. That's 3125, 3,125. Look at the law of geometric progression and how this works and how exciting this really is. And so under the 3125, let's take it one more level down, and that's going to be the sixth level. I think I said fourth on the fifth level on 3125, sixth level on at 3125 is 15,625. You guys ought to be doing this on your calculator instead of me giving you the numbers, but I just want to show these numbers tonight. And the most remarkable number is the next level. And 15,625, now you've got mass geometric progression, you've got duplication going on, and that next number is 78,125. And I encourage you to do that on your phone, on your calculator, on your phone or your computer, or just multiply it by hand out. Now, if we were working at 6% on that and everybody was doing the minimum of 100 BV, then that would be $6, right? So let's multiply 78,125 times $6 just on that one level alone, that's close to $500,000. And we're talking about numbers that are being done all the time in Isogenics. This is more than just hyperbole or theory. It is actually happening with many, many people. And so that's the beauty of our type of business. We're playing numbers. We've upped our numbers, but we did a basic amount of numbers in this diagram right here. It's only five. Well, what if we want to play numbers, let's give ourselves the odds and really take those numbers higher. And instead of only enrolling five people, let's enroll 20 personally enrolled. Let's enroll 50 personally enrolled. Let's enroll 100 personally enrolled. Let's enroll 500 personally enrolled. What happens to these numbers? It goes crazy in a positive direction. So we're playing the numbers. We've upped our numbers, and we weren't content with just a minimal amount of numbers. We got excited because there's nothing stopping us from doing this. Not a thing is stopping us from doing this. It's just in our mind. The only thing stopping us is us. And so let's quit doing that. I'm talking to myself as much as anybody. Don't stop, and let's make sure that we're upping our numbers. Okay, so we go back to the dice, and we say to come up with seven, six times, it would take 36 rolls of the dice. So why don't we contact 36 people on our left team? We've got 36 people on our list, on our left team, and we got 36 people contacts that are candidates for our right team. And we know that the odds are real good if we'll contact them and then follow up with them, that it would be really an underestimation to believe that we could come up with six. And let's just take it further and say we'll just come up with five, play it safe, to make it real believable. So let me ask you this question. If you know the comp plan, and for those of you that are new, this will be maybe some really good information for you, and that is, how many consultants do you need on each team, your left and your right team, to become a Crystal executive? Well, the answer to that is five. You need five personally enrolled consultants on your left team, five personally enrolled consultants on your right team. So that's the number. So if we give ourselves the chance of probability and probability that our team will grow, let's talk to 36 people on our left team, 36 contacts that are candidates for our right team. Okay, and so let's become Crystal Executive. And for those of you that are new, you're going to make well over $5,000 with all the bonuses and all the PIBs, the various things. PIB stands for Product Introductory Bonus. Then you've got RABs, which are Rank Advancement Bonuses. And you've got consultant bonuses. When you personally enroll somebody who becomes a consultant, you make $100 every time that happens. And so in the case of, I think Julia may be on the line tonight, but she just made $450. Now, if she'll get her people to consultant, there's another $100 each. So there's $200 added to the $450. There's $650. So all we're doing is playing numbers. We're not worried about what somebody's reaction is at all. We don't care. That's not our decision. It's their decision. Our simple decision is just to say, and I'll give you some verbiage here. You say, we're going to get to what I'm doing is putting together an executive team, and your name came up. It was one of the first people that I thought of you, is you. And the reason is because you're a high-integrity person, and whatever I know about that person that I like about them, I'll give them some kudos and some props at that point. That's why I thought of you for my executive team. And so little things like that, and I talk to people all the time, and I bring that up in the conversation. And I'll show the 5x5, 5x6, 5x7, and how these numbers work for us. Can you believe those numbers? If you added all those numbers up, it's huge. It's monstrous. Numbers, and numbers work to our benefit. They are so good for us. So let's talk about some other numbers. How many people are on your prospect list that is written down on your prospect list? There's a number. We have total control of it. We can put as many people on that list as humanly possible. And the only, again, the only thing limiting us is us. Is our laziness or whatever it might be, or our lack of belief or whatever it might be, that list should be huge, and it should be growing all the time, not pre-deciding whether that person's a yes or a no. You never know. In fact, you'll probably be wrong almost all the time in that the ones you think will come on board won't, and the ones you think won't come on board will, at least in my experience. And so that's why we play numbers. But lots of numbers on that prospect list. Here's another great, great number. How many SIP and sample dates do you have in your calendar? When you put a SIP and sample date in your calendar, people show up, people enroll, things happen. Your numbers are upped. You've upped your numbers. And so why would you not do that? You've got to do that. In fact, you want to build a business, put some simple SIP and sample dates in your calendar. And don't worry about it. We're just inviting people. The ones that are going to show up, show up. The ones that are not, won't. We have them all the time at our house, and I'll have complete no-shows, and then I'll have 35 people in my living room. So you never know what's going to happen. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But the numbers work for us. And so we get our we get control of our discouragement, our frustration. We realize, hey, I'm just playing numbers. That's all I'm doing. And so that's how the numbers work. So let me ask you this question. Here's a real good number to think about. How many friends do you have on Facebook? How many friends do you have on Facebook? Did you know that you're not limited? It will stop you at 5,000. Then you can get a group page or a team page, a single page, and those are unlimited. So I highly encourage you, you have absolutely nothing to lose by adding people to your Facebook page. Those are free prospects for us, and you put them on there, and you don't know who's going to resonate with what we're sharing on Facebook. You don't know who's not going to resonate. Doesn't matter. But the more numbers that you play by more friends on Facebook, Facebook even has options in there. It recommends friends to us. Then when you friend that person, it recommends another 15 to 20 people in their circle. So it's unlimited. So let's get rid of our limited thinking and get into unlimited thinking and building our numbers, up your numbers. So if Facebook's not limiting us. It's only us. We're the only ones that limit ourselves. So I personally have made a goal to add a minimum of 3 new Facebook friends every day and then 5 new LinkedIn contacts every day. It doesn't take any time at all. It's nothing to it. Send a friend request, and they will respond to it. Most every time they will respond to it. And if, especially if you've got multiple mutual friends, and your Facebook shows you how many mutual friends you have. And so you're just broadening your reach, you're broadening your numbers, you're getting bigger numbers, and that works tremendously in to your benefit. Why in the world would you not? All right, here's another number that you have total control of and that I have total control of. How many three-way calls have you had with me recently? How many three-way calls have you had with me with your prospect or brand new associate? And so that's the number that we're in control of. The three-way call is our number one tool in Isagenics. It's the number one tool. It's not Isomovie. Isomovie is great, but the three-way call is probably 100 times more effective than Isomovie, even though how professional and how detailed it is. It's great. It's all of the above. But how many three-way calls have you had with me recently? All right, here's another one. And this is one I'm working on big time. How many conversations in general have you had where you've mentioned Isagenics? Isagenics. And so what we do is we think onesie-twosie. Again, we're limiting ourselves. I've done it. I've been guilty of it much of my career. And I got to remind myself to get out of that. So here's my goal. And I've talked about this many times, and some of you are with me at University in Action with David Woods, and he pointed me out. He said, Tim, when you do 4,000 conversations, I'm going to invite you to my home in British Vancouver. And, man, he's got his own island there. That's how wealthy this guy is. He's a great guy, man, great guy. Exactly the person I want to be hanging out with. So that totally stimulated me, and I realized I needed to up my numbers. I need to up my numbers. So it will get you 4,000 brand new conversations will get you to a phenomenal level of income. You say, well, I can't do that. Well, get the T out of that word can't, and you'll be more actually accurate. I can do that. You can do that. We can all do that. We can up our numbers. So that's my personal goal. What is your personal goal? Now, I've got a long way to go since that was about 6 weeks ago, and I don't know where I'm at. I'm probably at about 112 right now. So I've got a long way to go. But I'm stimulated by that. I'm stimulated by getting those numbers taken care of. I'm knocking it out. And I've had, like, for instance, today I wasn't even out that much. I was in my office for the most part of the day, but I had 2 new conversations today. So it's exciting. And one of them probably is not a very good prospect at all. The conversation got weird, but I had a conversation, and they've got my business card, and they know that I'm in Isagenics. And I told them, I said, hey, when you enroll in this, I want to be your enroller. Will you commit to doing that? Will you commit to me being your enroller? You may not want to do it at all, but if you ever do, I want to be your enroller. Will you commit to letting me be your enroller? And they said, yeah. And they, you know, they have no intention of being an Isagenics at that very moment or even looking at it. And that's fine. But we're going to cross paths again, and I'm going to keep their name and information here. I'm going to shoot them some information. So here's Isagenics Universities. We call those ISAUs. Isagenics Universities, they are phenomenal, foundational information on how to build this business. You're around the most positive people in the world. You get training from our millionaires at the ICUs. It's one of the greatest experiences in the world. Where can you find out when and where an ICU is? You go to isagenicsevents.com, isagenicsevents.com, and I would put that on my calendar. If you're new to our business, that's the launching pad. That's the diving board that will get you in the pool of Isagenics. Is NYKO in January on your calendar? It's got to be. It's got to be. You're not going to work this business if you don't go to NYKO. You will absolutely, absolutely love it. In Phoenix in January. Look it up, isagenicsevents.com. So let me sort of wind down here, and I hope you're getting this. I hope you understand that you have all the ability in the world. You have permission to up your numbers. All these numbers are in your domain, in your control, in your ability. Numbers will change your life, but you've got to be deliberate about numbers actually happening. It's totally under your control. It's under my control. Of the 36 candidates for your left team and 36 candidates for your right team, here's what I want you to do. I want you to choose the best six and put them on a list at your desk or wherever you can see their names constantly through the days. Six on the left and six on the right. I want you to write their name out. I want their cell phone number by it. I want their email address by it. I want you to put their picture by it. So the best way to do that is in a Word document. You can construct that in a Word document, print that off, and there's your prospects right there. Those are your top six prospects. And out of that's going to come some great good, okay? Add their picture to it. You're being intentional when you do that, not just haphazard. I've got several people that I coach, and I said, well, who's your top two prospects right now? And so this happens all the time, and I'm not pointing anybody out here. They can't think of the name of their prospects. Well, do you think they're going to come on board if you can't think of their name? I can tell you 99.999% sure they're not. So be intentional about sharing Isagenix and do it in fun. Do it in – this is good times with our prospects. We're having great times with our prospects. We're getting to know those prospects. We're getting to care about them. We're asking them questions about their life. And so that's a total of 72 people right there. Set a time limit for you to have contacted all 72. When are you going to get that job done? Now, this is something between you and you. And I can sit here and talk about numbers all day long. If you're not going to do them, it doesn't really matter. But if you're going to do them, put a time when you're going to have contacted 72 people. If that feels overwhelming to you, don't worry about it. Do it one at a time. You eat an elephant one bite at a time. So if one of those you find out has died or you can't find them, simply add another name to take their place. And then tell each of your prospects that you definitely want them on your executive team and that they're one of the first people that I thought of when I decided to put my executive team together. I'm so fired up. I'm so excited. And your name is at the top of my list. Okay, so there's some verbiage for you right there that works real well. It should be true. Okay, so let me wind up here. This is a numbers game. Don't be afraid of numbers. Use them to your advantage. Get excited about more numbers. Get excited about the benefit that more numbers are going to bring to your business. Numbers work if you'll work the numbers. Let me repeat that. Numbers work. It's like magic. If you'll work the numbers, they will work for you. Millionaires and six-digit earners in our company, they simply talk to more people. They've played more numbers, and they've followed up more than what most people follow up. I've got a gal in San Antonio, and amazingly, our next Super Saturday is in San Antonio. I think the first one they've had, maybe one of the first ones they've had anyway. And she's a prospect in San Antonio, and I have followed up with her probably 15 times. And she was cold as ice at first. But after a while, she loosened up. It was texts. It was phone calls. It was compliments. It was a little bit about me and that kind of thing. About the 15th time, she said, you know what, I'll go to that Super Saturday with you. I said, great, man, that's fantastic. I can't wait to meet you. I'm so excited. There's no obligation. You don't have to enroll or do anything. I just want you to see my business and get your take on it. So here's what you're going to understand. How many conversations you've had and how many follow-ups you have, that number tells the tale. That number tells the tale. If you only have one or two phone calls, that were about Isagenix this past week, you're not going to have a very big team or income. I can just tell you that right now. So I actually look at my recent, and on my iPhone, it's got recent calls. I look at my, at the end of the day, I look at my recent phone call list and count how many conversations I've had during the day and how many of those conversations included Isagenix, and I add that to my list. And that number is, there's no denying, that number will make you wealthy. That number will get you so excited about where you're at in this business. You will love rank advancing and being so proud of yourself for rank advancing and getting to that next level. Well, that number of recent calls, that's probably the greatest metric you can that will determine how quickly you're going to build this business, how big it's going to get. And so I use that all the time on myself. It's a way to self-check myself. And so the fantastic news is that you can come up, you can up your numbers. That's the fantastic news. I can up my numbers. You can up your numbers. So, guys, up your numbers, up yours, yay. And that's how this business works. I'm going to do a T-shirt like that. Up your numbers, up yours, yay. So that's what we want to talk about. So anyway, what we do on a call like this is we open up the call to anybody that this has stimulated or has meant something to you or was revelatory to you in whatever way, or it's convicted you about your numbers, about upping your numbers. So who would like to be the first one to come out?
Jim?
Yes.
Hey, this is Susie.
Hey, Susie. Great to have you on the call.
How are you?
Good.
I can't give you a testimonial from my experience of upping my numbers in this particular instance, but I can tell you that I've been in sales and real estate sales for 21 years, and it's all numbers.
It really is. When your manager calls a group meeting, what are they talking about?
Numbers.
Just numbers. It really is. And so the more contacts we have, the more reality of what our dreams are about what we want to accomplish comes true. So.
But I can also say that with those numbers, and Tim is exactly right, particularly in this business, you have to have some kind of personal attachment, you can't just like go through a list of people and call them and not have some kind of personal feeling or attachment for
Amen.
Them.
Amen.
It won't work.
No, you're exactly right. I could not agree more. So that, yeah. And part of that is just being genuine. For instance, with you, Susie, you're a very warm person. You come across that way. And so you got that going for you. So if you're just somebody that's dialing for dollars and going down a list, I'm Susie, I'm da-da-da, I've got this business, I want you to take a look at it, will you go to iMovie, whatever you're saying, and it's cold, that's not going to work. But with your warmth, and everybody I'm seeing on this list on this call right now, the warmth that you guys have, use that. Be transparent and be friendly with people, and the numbers will work. So great comment. I appreciate that, and that it applies really to almost any and every business out there for sure. Mm-hmm. Who else would like to make a comment? Okay, guys. Well, Susie, thanks for stepping up. I appreciate that a whole lot. I appreciate everybody being on the call tonight, and let's up our numbers. What do you think?
Up yours.
Yeah, up yours. That's right. I may get some feedback on this one. I don't know. But I think everybody understands.
Oh, dear.
All right, guys. Have a super night. God bless you. I love you. And we will talk soon. Let's up our numbers.
Thanks, Tim. Great call. Good night, everyone.